Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce the gentleman in the quartet, our percussionist, Mr. Kumba Albert Heath. And our bassist, Mr. Bob Cunningham. And the composer of the composition you just heard, which is entitled Inside Atlantis, composed by Kenneth Barron, our pianist. And we like to do a blues that we call Yusuf's Mood.
That right there was some Yusuf Lateef. Sorry to turn it down on the action, but I could let that play for the rest of the 13 minutes it's worth, but I got so much more to show you. Honestly, I gotta admit, I was a bit late today. It's the 30th episode, so, well, I finally made it to 3-0, and for somebody who's perennially late, this is the first time being late. I think it's pretty good. I hope you enjoyed that Yusuf Lateef, but boy, do I have a show planned for you this week. Gonna be playing some more jazz, then I'm gonna be working in a bit of, like, new music and some harder rock music, some punk music, just to get your energy up in there. I'm also going to be debuting a few songs, first time on the radio, so stay tuned to that. But I know you don't want to hear any more of me. Let's put some more jazz on for you. This one here, Clair de Lune by Kamasi Washington. Originally, actually, a Debussy song, obviously, but this one here, this rendition on the fantastic album, The Epic. If you haven't heard it, listen to it. This track is probably one of the most phenomenal on it. But again, I know you don't want to hear me talk, so here it is.
Thank you.
Again, right there, Claire de Lune by Kamasi Washington off his 2015 album, The Epic. I love it. It's truly an epic album. I think it's a triple album. It's like 3 hours, but Let me take a look, actually. I can just confirm that for you right now. I believe it's a 3-hour album. It's crazy. Worth the listen. Definitely worth the time. Sit down, get yourself some good headphones, and definitely go through it. Good news, too. If you love it, Kamasi Washington is coming to Vancouver. Yeah, the concert is May 30th at the Vogue, so I believe there's still tickets available. Pick them up. Going to be sticking with this theme of kind of like impressionist pieces. That one, of course, was Clair de Lune, Debussy. This next one is by a band I played last week. They go by the name Tapir out of, I believe, Chicago. Like I said last week, they got this new album out. The Pilgrim, Their God, and the King of My Decrepit, Mountain. Oh my gosh. So this is like a 3-act album. It's pretty cool. Again, I don't want to spoil it, but I wanted to play a song here that's indebted to a fellow impressionist to Debussy, one by the name Eric Satie. He's kind of a funny character, honestly. I'll tell you this quick story. So Eric Satie, he never really liked to make his pieces in like a form. He thought it was a little pretentious. He actually was not classically, but trained by the church organist. So he wasn't fundamentally and like technically very skilled. So a lot of his pieces just kind of breeze through. I mean, that's why they tend to be pretty easy to play. So some of his friends, like Debussy, would always say, you have to construct your pieces in some kind of form. You know, classical music has form. There's sonatas, there's all these things. And they say, your pieces are just these simple tunes. So Satie, in response, actually started to name his pieces in kind of like absurdist ways. My favorite naming one is he has three pieces in the shape of a pear. That's a really fun one.